This is Unit 24.
Aspire. A-S-P-I-R-E. To have an earnest desire or ambition.
Aspire to greatness, and you may achieve it.
The bright young woman aspires to be an astronaut.
Aspire. A-S-P-I-R-E. To have an earnest desire or ambition.
Assimilate. A-S-S-I-M-I-L-A-T-E. To take in and incorporate as one's own. To absorb.
Super learning music enables me to assimilate a large vocabulary.
We assimilated their sales staff after we bought them out.
Assimilate. A-S-S-I-M-I-L-A-T-E. To take in and incorporate as one's own. To absorb.
Dichotomy. D-I-C-H-O-T-O-M-Y. A division into two contrasting halves, pairs, or sets.
There is public interest and there is private interest, and reconciling that dichotomy can be a difficult job.
A dichotomy between management and labor will hinder success.
Dichotomy. D-I-C-H-O-T-O-M-Y. A division into two contrasting halves, pairs, or sets.
Impetus. I-M-P-E-T-U-S. Any motivating force, stimulus, incentive.
For me, the strongest impetus to succeed in selling was to make my father proud.
Coach Edwards' pep talk provided us the impetus to come from behind in the second half.
Impetus. I-M-P-E-T-U-S. Any motivating force, stimulus, incentive.
Latent. L-A-T-E-N-T. Not developed or active. Not apparent. Dormant.
The new assignment really brought out my latent ability.
His latent anger sometimes bursts out when he's under pressure.
Latent. L-A. T-E-N-T. Not developed or active. Not apparent. Dormant.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Aspire. To have an earnest desire or ambition. Aspire.
Assimilate. To take in and incorporate as one's own. To absorb. Assimilate.
Dichotomy. A division into two contrasting halves, pairs, or sets. Dichotomy.
Impetus. Any motivating force, stimulus, incentive. Impetus.
Latent. Not developed or active. Not apparent. Dormant. Latent.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words.
By substituting a word higher up the ladder of vocabulary, you can inspire your coworker, employee, partner, or student with a sense of the importance of their work. By telling someone you are going to muse over their proposal, you are saying that you and they should consider it slowly and carefully. By asking for a prognosis, you are asking your coworker for a knowledgeable, intelligent prediction, not just an off-the-cuff guess.
The next time you want a colleague to substitute for you at a meeting, presentation, or sales pitch, you may want to ask her to go in your stead. Your stead is your rightful place, the place that belongs to you and where you belong. It's your possession, your domain. Only you can bestow it on someone else. If you approach your coworker by saying, "Please go instead of me," you're just asking for a favor. You want her to do your work.
But if you say, "Susan, would you consider doing this big presentation in my stead?" You are bestowing upon her something you love and honor, your rightful position, your mission, your place in the sun. By this one word, you convey that you respect and value your work, that you respect her, and that you want to honor her by letting her carry the ball.
This is the end of Volume 3. Congratulations! You are now richer to the tune of 120 words.